Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3017. Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Here the Rebbe is going to, I mean, again, this was somebody who was apparently, the Rebbe had some expectations from him, and the Rebbe was kind of rebuking him. How come the Rebbe didn't see him during the entire month of Tishrei? He never showed up and never came to the gatherings. So the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised that I haven't heard from you at all, and even greater surprise that during the entire month of Tishrei, I didn't see you over here. You didn't come to visit. So the Rebbe says, it doesn't matter how deep you're invested or you're sunk into your livelihood, you know, you're preoccupied. You need to remember, never forget, that the parnasa, your livelihood, is set during the times of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur above. Hashem is the one that sets your livelihood for the year. And the livelihood of a Jewish person physically hinges on his spiritual livelihood. Rebbe says, when you come amongst Hasidim, frischt man sich up, you refresh yourself. So basically, the Rebbe says, coming to and being part with the Hasidim, coming to the Rebbe, that would fresh you up and give you a spiritual uplift, which brings a physical blessing. Rebbe gives him a little nudge that you have to come. Comes Yom Tov, you have to come to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says with blessing, and this is in the name of the Rebbe. Yeah, I'm not sure how many people would get a letter like that from the Rebbe. How come we didn't see you? We wanted to see you, but I don't know. But I guess somebody who the Rebbe has expectations, somebody who's close to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, come on, you know, I know you're busy. I know you have a lot of investment in your time, and Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you should be here. I mean, this is basically it.